The question was asked, is a person expected to always do good? Is it legitimate that a person sometimes lets out steam or allows himself to do some negative things to release inner pressure, to allow himself to continue growing in the positive direction? So I think there are multiple levels when we discuss any question. There's the ideal we strive for. Is the ideal we strive for perfection? Well, the pasuk says, "Ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov ve'lo yechtah." There's no one who's so pious that they never make mistakes. And mistakes over here are mistakes that are transgressions. That means that a person could have prevented it if they were more careful. It's not mistakes that were beyond our control. On the contrary, it's mistakes that were within our control, within our grasp, within our capacity to prevent, and so we are held accountable for them. But that's a chait. It doesn't say avon. It doesn't say there's no one who doesn't do things on purpose. It says there's no one who doesn't make mistakes. Reprehensible mistakes. Mistakes that we are accountable for. So that's important, because that means we don't strive for perfection in the sense that every time we make a mistake, we should say, oh no, I failed. Part of the healthy approach that the Torah teaches us is that there's striving, and there's also understanding that we're human. And Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vakam, the righteous person falls many, many times, and he keeps getting back up. That means there isn't this expectation that we will lead a life of perfection. And that means that when we make mistakes and when we fall, it is not a failing. That's a big difference. Meaning, we have weaknesses, we have things to overcome. And there are times where we're proud of ourselves, and then there are times where we're ashamed of ourselves.
How would we define a failure then? Like, it seems like with you, might be a bad example, but in fact, it just makes Parsha with Aaron Onan, even though they were the 8 or 9, it seemed like that was a very big failure for them.
There are times that you know, a person overdoses, it might not be a failure, but it's a lethal mistake, right? No one's saying there aren't lethal mistakes. You know, Nadav and Avihu make a mistake and they pay for it with their life. That happens. No one's saying that every mistake is fixable. A woman takes alcohol when she's pregnant and her kid comes out deformed. She can regret it her whole life, but what she's done is done. Not every mistake is fixable in the sense that you can see the product in this world. Yet, in a deeper sense, so long as we're alive, mistakes are fixable. But the key here is not to feel like I'm a failure. I can continue fixing when I have self-worth. I must be able to continuously say, I'm valuable, Hashem put me in this world, and I have what to contribute. It's with that basic health, that basic self-worth, that I can do something. And if without that, I can't do anything. Without the recognition that I have a task, I have to produce, then I'm doomed. And that's what I mean by the difference between a weakness and a failure. I'm not a failure. I may have done things wrong. Not I may have, I definitely have done things wrong. I definitely have things I wish I did differently. I definitely have things to improve on. I often say that if I were to design a t-shirt, the t-shirt would say, I am a work in progress. Because I am. I'm saying that's, if I had to make a declaration on a t-shirt, that's what I would say. I expect of myself, yet I want people to be patient with me in the areas that I'm not yet there. I once had a class where a guy gave me such a sharp answer. He said, "Don't worry, Rabbi, we know." Boy, was that a smack in the face. Okay. I thought I hide my weaknesses well enough. We all try to hide our weaknesses. We're not showing off that we have weaknesses, but it's an integral part of who we are. But what you suggested is different. Meaning, you were saying a person should let out steam by doing things that are wrong. We don't say that.
I mean, something like kind of subtle, but it's still a vice. But like, should you hold on to it?
I don't know what you mean.
A bigger vice.
I don't know what's meant by it. You know, if a person gets annoyed at people and instead of yelling them, he takes a string and he ties it and unties it and he ties it and unties it. You know, not right in Shakespeare. Out not right. We'll skip that word. Right, you guys don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. What?
We love Shakespeare.
It was a spot, not a knot. It's been too many years. Okay, but at any rate, there's nothing that's innocuous. But if you're talking about doing something, which is what I understood, doing something wrong and saying, this is where I let out steam, well, there's a difference. You have a person who says, I can't yet accomplish all the things I should. If I can't have kavanah in all of Shmona Esrei, so I'll have kavanah in one blessing. I'm not yet holding by doing all of them, so that's fine. But a person says, I'm holding by doing it. And every so often, I'll throw a stone through someone's window just so that I don't beat up 10 other people. We wouldn't exactly approve of that. We'd say, work on that trait. Don't throw a stone through someone's window. The person will say, every so often, I'll just blow up at my mom. You know, once a month, I'll blow up at my mom, and this way I'll be nice to everyone else all the time. No, that's not right.
Because those affect other people. So obviously, you wouldn't allow that.
But even if it doesn't affect other people... there's a difference between saying I have a growth process and I can't change everything overnight. A person says I'm doing inappropriate things on the internet, so I'll work on myself and I'll say I will only do it on Wednesday nights, let's say, so that the rest of the week, that's how I'll take control of myself. I'll keep telling myself, wait till Wednesday night. And that way, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'll be productive. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, I'll be productive. I don't want to start my week that way. I don't want to end my week that way. I'll take one night a week where I allow myself to do it. And by doing that, I'll at least conquer the rest of the week. And then I'll reach a point where I'll say, okay, I don't need to sit down for 3 hours and do this. I'll say, okay, I'm going to limit it to 2 hours and whatever. That's different. That's a process of growth. Until now, I've been allowing myself to do it every other night or any time I had free time. And I'm saying, no, you really shouldn't do that. So I'm going to limit it. And that's a process, that's a rehabilitation process. That's different than saying, my goal is to be a person who's nice, and once a month I'll yell at my mother. My goal is to daven, and once a month I won't daven that day. We don't work that way. We strive to get it right. Again, in the process, it's a process. I don't have to get to perfection right away. I don't ever have to feel like I'm a failure because I'm not yet at perfection. But it's not that I'm going to let off steam and yell at the checkout clerk so that I'll be nice to my wife. I'm not going to do that. Now, it could be that it's very good to do exercise. It could be that it's good to get a punching bag. It could be that there are other ways to get rid of your anger. That could be that those are tools we would use, but those again are innocuous. It's not like saying I'll do something wrong and I'll channel all my evil into that so that it won't come out anywhere else. That's not what we're saying. Yeah?